episode 230, Breathe Happy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, beautiful ladies. How are you? So Mom, you know what? You are awesome. You are. You're incredible. You're magnificent. You're splendid. You are an amazing woman doing a tough job every day. Hats off and a round of applause to you. You deserve it. Yes. Are you just excited to be alive? Probably not, right? Oh, sometimes we have the days of what? Overwhelm, stress, frustration. It's just like, if I could just get through this day. Welcome to the world of motherhood. And it doesn't matter if you are, you know, experiencing, you're pregnant and you're having your first baby, maybe you're on your second, third, or fourth, or you're already past all of that and you've gone through the elementary and middle school and high school, college years, and now you're becoming an empty nester. Wherever you are, welcome to motherhood. Motherhood has so many challenges and it's a struggle. Every day we're faced with a struggle, and moms face it totally different than dads. I love you dads. I love you to pieces, but moms have a different role, and that's what's awesome. God created us differently for that reason. But man, that overwhelm and stress and frustration, it gets to us. And it is a struggle every day. And some days are more miserable than others. Yeah, maybe we don't want to admit it, but we do find ourselves sometimes on that train of misery. Well, it's time to get off that train. You know, because once when you conquer one stage of life, guess what? Another one pops up that's brand new, and you have to learn more and more then. So today, I want you to get off that train of misery and breathe happy. Yeah, it's time to breathe happy. Release all the stuff you can't control and breathe happy. I don't know about you, but in the miseries, on that train, when we're struggling, and it's really not necessarily an ongoing struggle, it's those little pit stops along the way. It's those little things, but they add up, don't they? And you're just like, really? Another thing? I just thought I got over this. I thought this was going to be a great day. And then you look at it and something happens again. You know, spilt milk. You got to breathe happy because there's some things in life that you just cannot control. What makes you happy? Have you thought about that lately? Well, you probably haven't really had a chance to. You know, you're always putting what? Everybody first. Usually you're thinking about the family, bills, your next project, and you can't forget that dream you try to squeeze into, but doesn't happen like you want it, does it? Oh, that overwhelm sets in and frustration again. And you want me now, Christiane, to think about happy? What makes me happy? Yeah, I do. I want you to breathe happy. Sometimes stopping and just hearing our breath is mesmerizing in itself. Why? Because we don't listen to it enough. That quietness is something that can be so powerful, leading with quiet. So I ask you, what little thing can you do today to make your heart smile? Not you trying to make someone else smile, because that's what you do all the time. Breathe happy. What little thing can you do today? How about jamming to an old song, maybe even a worship song? Turning on the tunes, right? When you're driving in your car and maybe you have a radio station that you don't listen to all the time, but you kind of like that music, but when the kids are around, you don't normally play it. Turn it on and jam a little bit. Sing to your heart's desire. Now, if you're not a good singer, you may want to roll up those windows. But you know what? God said, make a joyful noise. He didn't say you had to be on key, right? So have fun. Breathe happy. Oh, wait. Why not dance and sing as you take care of those domestic beauties? You know, those house chores that we have to do. The laundry that I just got done throwing in. This dusting. Oh, we cannot forget the vacuuming. And yes, even the spilt milk. Be silly and breathe happy. Seriously, sometimes we take ourselves too seriously as moms. We need to stop and smell the roses. We need to breathe happy. You've heard me say this over and over again. What we think about, we bring about. Okay? That's a saying that's gone round and round. It's out there. And really, too, what you breathe in, you're going to breathe out. So breathe in happy. What makes you happy? What can you do? And that doesn't mean, oh, I want to go buy a new purse. I want to go shopping. No. Yes, there's appropriate times for that. But we're talking about something little that you can squeeze into your already chaotic day of life of taking care of everything else. Because you know what happens? Is when you think about wanting to do something and breathe happy, you think, oh my gosh, it's just going to take and be so much more work that if I do that, I'm going to be extra stressed. No. Breathe happy doesn't bring extra stress. It's the little things. Maybe it's taking an extra 2 minutes in the shower. So you get up that extra 2 minutes early so you can enjoy just letting the water hit your back and soothe your neck as it rolls down your back and calms the craziness already in your legs that you're like, oh, I should already be racing to the finish line. Do you ever have those days? Today, breathe happy. Have fun with who you are. If you're a stay-at-home mom, take a shower, okay, and wear something fun. Maybe actually what? Dress up. Why? Because you can. Breathe happy. Now, that doesn't mean dress up as in putting on a formal, but you don't have to always wear the quote-unquote lounge wear. And when hubby comes home, you might actually get an extra little wink. It's hard. I get that. And you have a right to feel like, I just don't want to do this. But how you dress for your day is how you will make your day. Breathe happy. Start your day with a breath of happy. End your day with a breath of gratitude, which obviously brings what? A breath of happy. Breathe happy. You are beautiful. And if mama's happy, everybody's happy. You've heard it where, you know, if the wife's happy, then everybody else is happy type of thing. Well, okay, same type of thing. If mama's happy, everybody's happy. But seriously, it's something that we kind of throw around and toss out there as a saying. But it starts with you. You are the glue of the family. And there are times I know you don't feel it. So when you get to those times, you need to stop and breathe happy. Because guess what? No one, seriously, no one can make you happy. It's a decision that you make. It's a decision that only you have control over. So today is your day. Today is your day to say, you know what? I'm going to do one little thing today. One little thing. I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to be silly. I'm going to dance. I'm going to sing. Whatever floats your boat. Maybe you just fix a little sweet, fresh kind of fruity cocktail, like a fruity smoothie. Or infused water, something that you don't normally do. Turn on some music, dance away kind of your blues, and what? Breathe happy. You are beautiful. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.